Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate him. Thank him for his presence here. You know, when Bradusi was ministering, I heard that same song. Alagbara biarao, eya Judah. So he's here with us. He's here with us. Father, we give you glory. Thank you for your presence. Thank you. Thank you. Yesterday at church, we were worshiping and I heard the word Mirabel. And many times the Lord speaks to me through names. So sometimes you'd be someone in the auditorium, or maybe the message is in the meaning of the name. As I checked the meaning of the name Mirabel, I realized it's the word wondrous. I have a feeling that before this year ends, people would experience some wondrous things. And I want to honor this dear, precious man of God. Mr. Larry, I honor you truly. Of course, this vessel of worship, this one God has raised in these last days, is that to see. Let's thank God.
Wonderful, Mother Lord.
place and experience the wonders of God. Can you lift your hands to heaven? While Brandon was worshiping, come down. I heard in my spirit that there's something about pint of blood. I don't know who is in the hospital or who is here who requires pint of blood. You won't require it because you are going to plug to the fountain that flows with blood. Lift your hands. I heard it clearly. Somebody who needs some pint of blood. But as we worship, there is a fountain that is filled with blood. Are you ready to go in?
Like you, as it
Feel this atmosphere with the roar. my God. If you sing about him, he shows up the way you sang about him. Yeshua. Right, that's the sound. Is coming, it's coming, it's coming. Whoa, that's the sound from Zion. One more time, will you raise your voices? Woo. He's here. Would you roll over Nigeria? Immerse yourself in that name. His name is a strong tower. The righteous run into him and they are saying, one more time. Hey, say Yeshua. That one who was appointed to death at the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Our God is a God of salvation, and to him belongs issues from death. Hey, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You are not just singing a song, you are making a spiritual utterance. Somebody call his name. Hey, Yeshua, Yeshua. Oh, can you raise your hand and your face and imagine the cross with him hanging there shedding his blood? You can live, say Yeshua, Yeshua. He's the hope of our generation. Sing Adonai. Adonai. Aha. Cry Adonai. You know, sometimes the instruments don't help us. But when you worship from your belly, say Adonai. There's worship in your belly. There's worship in your spirit. Release it. Cry Adonai. Beshem Adonai. The one who sits in the circle of the earth, Adonai. Only the sisters, Adonai. It's like a wave here tonight. All the brothers, Adonai. Whoa, whoa. Can you raise it one more time? Adonai. By God. Everybody sing Adonai. Sing. One more time, Adonai. They bow down. Father, we bow. Get on the pipes, George, quickly. No guitars. You are the lion. You are the lamb. There is a holy laughter that is about to break out in this place. Aha. Swim in that river. Hey! Alagwada ido.
Oh, yeah.
by God. Somebody is being set free right now. Somebody is being set free in this presence. There is no Jesus said, yet we go. Learned about worship, the deeper you are, the more still it becomes. The more the weight of glory comes on you, the less you are even able to utter words. Your utterance becomes, you get to a place where your silence becomes your utterance. That's what Deucy was talking about, spirit to spirit. You begin to grow. There are people here having a deep experiences. There's a deep walk going on here. It's very deep. Just behold him. Behold him. Behold him. Only you. Wait them. Wait them. Wait them. Wait them. When have they? Hey, when have they? Pilate silently. My God, the one who stands by me as a mighty, terrible warrior. Therefore, my persecutors are shamed. War betide the devil who is against you. I see the man of war rising right now. He's about to fight someone's battle. Which I come to thee. Hey, my God. Look at the deliverer. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at that. Hey. Kala salimere. Kula paras. Ike la paras. Eke la bara. Hey, my God. You are. You are fearful. Hey, my God. I had something called the Hallelujah Challenge, and then somebody wrote me. He said, Pastor, now let's pray for you. I saw people take your name to a coven. I saw them take your name to an altar, and they began to conjure. You take my name, call it. You will see the one that stands by me as a mighty, terrible warrior. No, this is not grammar. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness. Hey! At the sound of the trumpet, I want you to release a shout for him. He's fighting for you right now. He's fighting for you. I said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Every Jericho wall, every Pharaoh, every Goliath, I come as a prophet tonight. I come as an instrument of war. I come, I step into your homes. I step into your offices. I step into your village. At the sound of the trumpet, as you raise your voice, the one who is glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, will I blow the trumpet. Open your mouth. You before I go, what you waiting for? Before the end of 2022, hey! Because you came tonight, because you came tonight, that which you came for, activate for, hey! Hey! This is not just a song from prophesy. What you fasted for. See what? Can we settle some matters tonight? Just give me 2 minutes and I'm done. And then I'll take the offering. I was in Orlando ministering for William McDowell, and I'm sharing this to create that, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy is like a prophetic climate where we can replicate the same or similar testimonies. I was invited to teach at the Deeper Worship Intensive, Orlando. And then it was time to go. Then William said to me, please, can you stay one more day? I feel led for you to stay one more day and to lead us in a prophetic, triumphant praise. He said, there's this property we're trusting God for. I said, Larry, are you trusting God for property? So I said, the government said it's impossible for a church to have it. And a particular man in that council said, over his dead body. It's dangerous to tell a new creation, a child of God, over your dead body. Anybody who has told you over their dead body, if they don't repent, I put amen to their prayer. I've given them opportunity. If they don't repent, if they don't swallow their words, can I say it again? So he said, over their dead body, the church can't have it. So I agreed to stay one more day on a Sunday. And then we did the same thing we are doing tonight. You see, this thing we do is not a joke. No, I'm not telling you from revelation. I'm telling you from experience. Situation and time will not allow me. There are some details in this Nigeria where praise shifted people. Yeah, we said, okay, you want to be a stumbling block? Let's do what we do at midnight. And then we did and released the sound of the trumpet. And then we said, the next place when we come back is that same new place. And in 3 months, the one who said over his dead body was no more. I come tonight in that same spirit. Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord. Who is like unto thee? Hey! Oh, Lord. Who is like thee? Who is like thee? You are fearful. Always. Anyway, I don't need to tell you they got the property, and 3 months later I went there to blow the same trumpet in that place. And while I was about to come up to have my time of to minister, the heavens just opened over me and I began to sing, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord.
See what the Lord. Now,
can I join my faith with you tonight to believe God for a see what the Lord has done testimony before year 2022? Now, because of time, I've been asked to receive the offering. While you do that, while you remain that, just take your offerings, because you're going to connect it to your offering. You're going to name your offering my see what the Lord has done offering. What will you do? And we will sing that song 7 times. 7 is for completion. Can I ask Bradusi to come and join me, if you don't mind? Some of you, what you are waiting for is not material. Maybe it's an upgrade. It's a shift in the realm of the spirit. For some of you, you want a turnaround in a court case. You see, we immersed ourselves in worship. You ministered to him. It's time for him to minister to you. How many of you ever go to a 5-star restaurant, you know, to eat? I'm not talking about a buka, where, you know, these people are well trained, they wait on you, and they just, you know, give you what you want, they give you a smile, they give you everything, they are so courteous. And when you are done, if you are supposed to be responsible, you do what? Give them a tip. Do you know when we worship, we wait on God? We are spiritual waiters. One tip from God. One tip. When he gives you one tip, your tipper will be full. Hey! Someone say! He's about to give you a see what the Lord has done tip. Because you came tonight. If I were you, I would make that offering special. You make it and see what the Lord has done. Before we sing, you have to give him a wave offering. Wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it. And if you have your phone, your touch light, take it and wave it as well. Put on your light and wave it. Because the light of God is about to shine on those requests.
One more time.
Hey!
Turn the guy.
What you waiting for? What you praying for? What you fasted for? There's about to become an activation. An activation is taking place. Destiny is activated. By this time tomorrow, somebody wave it. Wave it prophetically. Wave it. Wave it. Wave it. Are you ready to sing it? See what the Lord has done. Say,
see what.
Hallelujah. Just before we go, one more shout. That hallelujah, eh, is what we're... So, let me share the grace. That is one we are going to live with. Please be seated. Please be seated.